my plan is to continue on with business as usual. And it is somewhat of a cyclical business. So at this point, we're gearing up for the opening of our 2012-13 season. And then I'll begin planning and booking shows for the 13-14 season right at the end of the summer.
What are some of the highlights then for the upcoming season?
Oh gosh, I think everything's a highlight, and I know that sounds a little cheesy to say, but I'm really excited about most of the shows, all of the shows that we have coming to both venues. We open City Stage in October, October 10th, with Ask Mrs. Honeybee. It's actually the Northeast premiere of this show. It comes to us from a great producer, and it's from the creator of the Late Night Catechism franchise, which has always done really, really well. And it's going to be starring the creator of that show, Mary Pat Donovan. So that's the big opener at City Stage. And then right after that, there's a show I'm really excited about called American Fiesta. It's a one-man show, and it's a really poignant, witty tale about a man whose parents disapprove of his gay marriage. So I think it's very timely and topical as we head into election season. And, of course, it's a hot topic, and it's just a play that's well done. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then we have Keb Mo at Symphony Hall on October 27th. That's exciting and something a little bit new and different for us over at Symphony Hall. Oh, my gosh. And then after that, I could go on and on and on. We have a lot of comedians on our comedy series here at City Stage. We have a few Broadway shows in A Chorus Line and Fiddler on the Roof. We have a new show called Tap the Show. It's obviously a dance piece. And at the very end of the season, we have a tribute to John Denver, Rocky Mountain High. It's going to be here just for two nights, but I think that's going to be a really nice one, too. A couple of years ago, we did do a different John Denver show, a tribute to him, and that was really well received. And surprisingly, over the years, people are like, when are you going to bring back something about John Denver? So,
What are the ticket prices typically for these shows?
You know, they range. There's quite a big range. Most of the shows at City Stage are $35 and $39.50. And over at Symphony Hall, it really depends on the type of show. You know, some tickets, I would say, on average, are about $40.
What was your attendance last season? How did you do?
You know, we did okay. Certainly, it was a challenging year. You know, the economy is seems to be a challenge, and continues to be a challenge. And then with all the extreme weather events, that October snowstorm really did, you know, affect the weather right around it, and then certainly it affected the economy after that. So, you know, quite honestly, we did not meet our ticket sales projections, but everybody was in a good mood when they were at the theaters, and it was nice to see people come out and enjoy themselves, and we got a lot of positive feedback about the shows that we presented, and in general, I think everybody had a great time, and we were happy with that. So overall attendance for the year, you know, was about 80,000 for all the events that we had at both venues. Because not only do we present our own series, but we manage the buildings, and we have a lot of outside promoters and other community organizations that do utilize both City Stage and Symphony Hall.
How do you make up for your revenue if you don't meet your ticket goals?
Well, you know, we really do run a tight ship around here, and we try to keep our overhead expenses as low as possible. The staff is excellent about, you know, watching our pennies and really keeping expenses down. And then we bridge the gap with fundraising and grant writing and foundation support.
How does Springfield stack up with other mid-sized cities, let's say, when it comes to the venues that it has for live entertainment?
Well, I think we're lucky because we have City Stage and Symphony Hall. We also have the MassMutual Center. There's a lot of other small theaters at some of the colleges around. So I think Springfield is a very, very vibrant place for the arts. There's a lot of, you know, vitality that's going on. It's amazing down here. And I think Springfield gets a bad rap too much. It really does. And if there's a Falcons game or an Armor game, and there's something going on at Symphony Hall, and there's something going on at City Stage, and then with the two major hotels down here, it really comes alive. I think Springfield's a great place, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
You have some physical limitations with Symphony Hall in terms of the types of shows that you can put on there, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the hall was built, we're approaching the 100th anniversary of the hall, and there haven't been any major updates to, you know, the stage area. It's almost impossible the way that the building is configured and the way that Pynchon Street runs behind it. So certainly, as all the Broadway shows have gotten a lot larger and have, you know, demanded more of technical aspects, Symphony Hall, the show simply won't fit in the building. So that's where we've had to adjust and bring in some of the smaller tours, or the tours will scale down and have like a, you know, basically a plan B for smaller venues like ours. But this year we were lucky to be able to book a Chorus Line, which did fit. And Fiddler on the Roof is a great example of one of the producers building a show specifically for venues that are similar to Symphony Hall, because we're not the only venue in the country that has this problem.
And City Stage, that how would you describe that venue?
Oh, I love City Stage. It's 479 seats. There's not a bad seat in the house. There's about 350 seats on the first floor and then the rest up in the balcony. And it's amazing when performers come through. They just love the feel of City Stage because they connect with the audience. The audience connects with the performers. It's such an amazing place to see any type of performance. And this year, we've been testing out having some music here and some concerts, and that works really well, too. So we're really going to be stepping it up at City Stage and bringing a lot of different entertainment here.
And people can get information about the upcoming season by going to your website, I would imagine.
Sure. Our website is citystage.symphonyhall.com. We also have a Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook. You can call our box office at 788-7033. We're open during the summer at the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 3.